Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
When you and I celebrated Easter 6 weeks ago and began to live out the 50 days of our Easter season, I did not expect to preach two sermons about a coffee shop in Brookline. But for the second time in 6 weeks, I've been reminded of how much grace works in whispers and hunches and intuitions. And I have another Cafe Nero story to tell you. Last Tuesday, I only had 10 minutes to buy my latte and glance at the New York Times before I needed to jump into my car and head to work. The local coffee shop that I like best is parked across the street from my parked car, and Cafe Nero, which I like almost as much, was another whole block away. So all the busy commuters in our congregation know which coffee shop I should have picked, right? It's obvious that I should go to the local coffee shop to maximize my time. But intuition just wouldn't let me go. And it really seemed ridiculous to walk that extra block because I'm losing time to read the paper, and I'm also increasing the time that I have to go to and from my car. But there was just something nagging at me. So exasperated with myself, I slammed the door to my Honda and speedwalked to Cafe Nero. So I walked in. I put my New York Times on the table closest to the door. I opened my purse to take out my wallet. I was probably in the cafe for 20 seconds when a woman about 10 feet from me said loudly, "Nice raincoat." And I looked up and saw a friendly-looking older stranger smiling back at me over her paper and her coffee cup. And I said, "Thanks, I bought it at the Wild Goose Chase, the store down the block from here." And she suddenly stood up and looked at me with very serious eyes, and an enormous grin spread over her face. And she said, "You have no idea what you just said to me." And of course I didn't. I had no idea what I just said to her. It was such a simple sentence, such a throwaway sentence. But soon it all tumbled out. The story tumbled out. Her father had died last week at the age of 88. And she was back in Brookline, back home from her life in New Hampshire, getting ready for his funeral that very day. And for years, her father had bought her special gifts from the store, the Wild Goose Chase, including three very special vases that rest on her mantelpiece at home. So when I mentioned the local store, the Wild Goose Chase, my words for her were like a secret message from her dad, a piercing reminder of the special gifts he'd given her, and his love for her, lasting even beyond the grave. So 5 minutes later, I was slurping down my first delicious gulp of coffee. You know how much I love coffee. And scanning the headlines. And she came over to my table with her iPhone. And she actually showed me pictures of the three vases that were on her mantelpiece. So I put my paper down and paid attention, because it was obviously deeply important, and my paper could wait. And I have to tell you, even a week later, I cannot shake the feeling that I was meant to be in that coffee shop on Tuesday morning. I still feel like I was a small messenger in someone else's story, someone else's faith journey. Stories like this one always feel a little crazy. But I think grace is a little crazy. The Holy Spirit is a little crazy. And you might also find it more than a little crazy when I tell you that the Christians of the Middle Ages who lived in Ireland and England, the Celtic Christians, had a special name for the Holy Spirit. They called it the wild goose. The wild goose, in addition to the dove, is a Celtic symbol of the Holy Spirit. And the Celtic Christians understood that sometimes the Holy Spirit hovers over us and comforts us like a gentle dove. And other times, the Holy Spirit sweeps in, disturbing our plans, moving in unexpected directions, like a wild goose, with expectations and plans all its own. And the Celtic Christians have used both images to refer to the Holy Spirit for over 1,000 years. So now you know that the store where I bought my raincoat and where her father bought her special gifts was named for the Holy Spirit by its original owners, the Wild Goose Chase. So that grieving, hopeful woman, when I met her, was looking for her father's love and grace itself to reach out to her. And I think they did. I didn't expect to be chasing the wild goose on a Tuesday morning, but I think I did. I think somehow I became part of her story, her faith, her hope. This morning, the story that we read about in Acts is a story about the early Christian church. And it seems to show Paul struggling with how much faith he should put into intuitions and hunches and visions. The Apostle Luke, the writer of the book of Acts, and Timothy and other apostles were ready to believe Paul's vision of a person needing help in Macedonia. So off Paul and his company go. And they were expecting to meet a man, but they met a group of prayerful women instead, including Lydia, a wealthy merchant who sold purple cloth, probably their leader. And we might say that the wild goose sent them out with one set of expectations and revealed a different purpose once they got to Philippi. Paul and his companions baptized Lydia and her whole household. And Lydia gives Paul and his company shelter and food while they minister in Macedonia. And in some profound and slightly crazy ways, the Holy Spirit seems to inspire each of them to find the other one and to act in ways that build up the body of Christ when they do finally meet. Most acts of love and generosity, big ones or small ones, have some risk and some vulnerability in them. Somehow from these early first meetings between Jesus' disciples with Jews and pagans, the church is born. People on all sides were eager to risk something for love's sake, for the promise of new life, full life, eternal life. And the disciples of the early church were quicker to trust in visions and hunches than we are. Luke, the gospel writer, sets down this particular story of the baptism of Lydia and her household so that we can understand, even thousands of years later, how much risk and hope and uncertainty and slightly crazy behavior were needed to build up the Christian community, a community based on love and the mystery of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In case we doubt the presence of the Holy Spirit in our own lives, Jesus himself tells us to trust that a soulful presence will teach us and tutor us after Jesus has gone. In John's gospel, Jesus tells us, "The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." And I invite us today to take a chance on that sure and certain statement of Jesus's. Gracious Spirit, heavenly dove, wild goose, stir up our hearts, open our eyes, help us to look for you in our own lives, to heed you when you call us, to trust you, to teach us everything we need to know, and to remind us of all that you have said. Amen.
Amen.